needed him before I got here this morning. I need him to prop me up on every leaning side. I need him when I'm lying down. I need him when I'm rising up. In other words, I just can't survive without him. And I don't know about you this morning, but I come to give him praise for keeping me, for giving honor to God who's ahead of my life, to the leadership of this church, deacons who have given me opportunity to express my preaching abilities, to my brothers in the proclamation of the gospel, and my sister in the proclamation of the gospel this morning. God bless you. To the choir who sang expeditiously this morning. By virtue of YouTube and Facebook, I wish you were here this morning. But you're not, but that's all right. If you can hear me, you can hear the worship service. Get caught up in it, please. But we're living in days of trials and tribulations and uncertainty. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or not. Way things going on now, it just don't seem like it's going to be much longer. Am I right about it? And to those in the congregation, to our wonderful visitor this morning, God bless you and God keep you this morning. Let the words of my mouth and meditation in my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I come to you for a little while this morning. In Genesis, the first of the Bible, in the book of the first of the Bible, go from Genesis to Revelation, but I'm coming from Genesis, the 32nd chapter, 22 through 26 verses. And if you can go along with me this morning and get something out of the reading, I pray that you will. Start at the 22nd verse. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11th son, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. Yes, sir. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, yes, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Yes, sir. That means he was out of joint, and he walked around like this, with a limp. All the days of his life, he walked around with a limp. Can I get a witness this morning? Then the man said, "Let me go, for the day, what is daybreak?" But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go until you bless me." May God bless his holy word. You may be seated in the house of God. Now I asked the people in the screen to put on something that acquired the wrestling. I want you to see two types of wrestling before I preach this morning. If they have it this morning, some television wrestling and Jacob wrestling with an angel. I want to see the two types of wrestling. If you have it on the screen, will you please show it? If not, I will continue on. Maybe they don't have it. But that, the art of wrestling, I was a wrestler.
He didn't hear you.
He didn't hear me?
Yeah, tell me.
If you can put on the screen the wrestling, the television wrestling. If you have it, I ask for a skit of wrestling and wrestling with Jacob and television wrestling. You know how they do. You know, they jump off the top of the ring and hit one another with a with her arm blow and all that stuff, that ain't wrestling, you know, that's trying to kill somebody. But if you don't have it, you know, I was a wrestler in my young days, and I don't remember being pinned, you know. So primarily, to wrestle means submission, your partner, by force. You know, you can, my strength was in my hands, you know. I could catch a dude with my hands and move him, and I could tell which way I was going to throw him. So that's the art of wrestling. But I'm going to show you that I'm not talking about the physical type of wrestling this morning. I'm talking about the spiritual type of wrestling. Amen. It means to enforce your opponent to submit through the application of joint locks. Now, there's a chokehold now. You don't want that one on you. And one called Full Nelson. One to catch you behind your neck there and pin you back, and you can't move. You can't breathe. So there is a bear hug. Now, y'all know my nickname. They used to call me Bear. So I had a hug on a dude, you know. If I caught him, you know, he couldn't get loose. Now, and I ain't bragging this morning, but I was kind of tough in my day. Yeah. And so there's an arm lock and a leg lock. And the idea, it was appointed to make your opponent helpless or pin him to the ground. Now, like I said, I've never been pinned by that force of athletic apparatus. Can I get a witness? But I'm talking about a different type of wrestling this morning. Whether you know it or not, you have wrestled with God, and that's my subject this morning, wrestling with God. I didn't say wrestling match, because you ain't no match with God. Matter of fact, you ain't no match with Satan. Now, he can get a hold of you. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're in trouble. That's a fact. You can't out-bait him. You can't out-talk him. And you try to wrestle them, you're going to lose the match. And so, I'm talking about a different type of wrestling this morning. My talk is going to be brief, I pray, but the Holy Ghost don't get a hold of me. Holding on till you bless me. Yeah. Now, that's where I am today, y'all. I'm trying to hold on to the Lord until he bless me. I need the Lord's blessing. If y'all want to know what I need, that's what I need. I need the Lord to bless me. I need him to give me a little more strength and a little more patience in this world that I live in today. I don't know about you all. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. But I tell you this, if I wrestle with him, I'm going to hold on until he bless me. Come hell or high water, I'm going to stand till the Lord call me home. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
Let me move on. After the Lord told Jacob to leave Haran. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
And his uncle Laban was in great fear and distress of his life. After receiving the message of his twin brother Esau coming to meet him, amen. But the story don't start there. It started with Rebekah in Rebekah's room with Isaac being his father. You know, Jacob was called a supplanter. He was a trickster. And Esau was trying to be born. He was red all over. You know, they wasn't no identical twins, y'all. And so Jacob was going to hold on to his heel and keep him from being born first. Y'all ever heard anything like that? The infant fighting in the womb. So after they were born, Esau was a field guy. He was out in the field. Jacob was a house boy. He was a mama's boy. And you know what went on with a mama's boy? I ain't going no farther with that. But he was a mama's boy, and Esau liked stew meat. So Jacob was a cook. He was a good cook. Esau said, "Now, if you give me some of that stew meat, I'll sell you my birthright." Amen.
Amen.
So Jacob went along with it. He said, "This is the part I didn't understand. Tell me, I'm near death if I don't get some of your stew meat." So evidently, the transition went on. He sold his birthright for a little piece of meat and eating bread. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And so the father was getting aged and he had to bless the eldest son. Rebecca heard what was going on, y'all. And Rebecca being in love with a son in the house. So here's what they're gonna do now. Your daddy gonna bless Esau, but I want you to have the blessing. Y'all going along with me this morning?
Amen.
Now, I ain't got to the wrestling part yet. But Jacob said, "No, daddy know between us two." Said, "Esau is Harry." He said, "He's Harry. I'm not Harry. Now, how are we going to fool him?" Isaac was almost blind. He couldn't see nothing, just about like me. And so his mom said, "I'm going to fix you up." Went out and got some hair and put on his arms, you know, used some of Esau's clothes. And when he went in to be blessed, Isaac said, you sound like Jacob. But you smell like Esau." And so he felt him. He said, you feel like Esau." And so he blessed the wrong boy. And so this made Esau mad. After he found out what was going on, after he came back, he said, "Dad, I'm gonna fix your best meal. I'm gonna fix this, you some stew meat." Daddy said, "I've already eaten and already blessed." He said, "I don't have nothing to give you, son." Can you imagine how this boy has tricked his brother? A lot of us do that too. Don't we trick one another? And the wrestling part come in. Don't we wrestle with the truth and a lie? We wrestle with that. We wrestle with doing good and we wrestle with doing bad. Am I right about it? And my brothers and my sisters, this trickster's fear overcame him when told his brother is on his way with 400 men. Now that's after he left and his mother had told him, "You better get away from here, go to your uncle, amen, because your brother's gonna kill you." He goes over there and meet his prospective wife, and he had to work twice as hard for Rachel, but he got Leah. And here's another thing, y'all. He said, "Well, why at the party? Usually, in the day, the women wore a veil over their face." So after he got pumped up with all that liquor and stuff, he didn't know no difference when he went in the tent, but he had the wrong woman. Can you imagine that? Working 7 years for the wrong woman. I worked 30 years for a woman I've been with 60 years. And if I had 60 more years, I'd work with her. All right, let me move on. But now he's gone. God told Laban, At night, he appeared to him after Jacob left. Don't say nothing to him, any kind of way, not good or bad. Can you imagine? If you say something good, you ain't gonna mean it. So God says, shut up, don't say nothing. And so don't say nothing bad about it. As Jacob was getting ready to leave. So now he's afraid of his brother. He began to pray to the God of Abraham and his father, Isaac. Amen. Oh Lord, you said to me, go back to your country and your relatives and I will make you proper. Glory to God. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes when we do wrong and we pray, fear overcomes faith and God's promises become faint in our hearing. Can I get a witness? Sometimes when we mess up, we get afraid because we know we're going to somehow or another, we're going to have to pay for it. This brother feels unworthy, church. Now, when all of the mess he's created began to find its way back home, amen, yielding pacifies great efforts. In Ecclesiastes, I found as I searched for a reason for that, 10 and 4 says, if a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. What do you mean by that, preacher? A lot of times, when you get in trouble, if you keep your mouth shut, it can blow over sometimes. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes you have to speak your peace. Sometimes I speak my peace and get deeper into what I shouldn't have been into. Can I get a witness? But if you leave it alone sometime, it might be all right. Can I get a witness? Can I preach this thing this morning? When the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, in our earnest and vast desires can scarcely find words to say them, and we still mean more than what we can say. Then, indeed, prayer, good God Almighty, is wrestling with God. When you can't get a prayer through, can I preach this thing this morning? When you can't get a prayer through, what is the first thing you say to God? Lord, I know you didn't hear me this morning because you didn't answer me. His time is not like our time. His ways are not like our ways. He's an on-time God. Am I right about it? And we are sometime a person. Sometimes we act right and sometimes we don't act right. Am I right about it? We're talking to a God who is, he don't make no mistakes. So in his time, when he think we need what we ask for, he'll give it to us. Yeah. Am I right about it? But we wrestle with the fact. Yeah. That's why the wrestling come in. We wrestle with the fact, is God going to give it to me or not? Amen? Amen. He'll give it to you when you need it. Am I right about it? Amen. And so, words like, I have been unkind and unfaithful. Oh Lord, you have shown me how a wretched man I am. Oh, he'll show you that. If anybody in this world ever told you that you wasn't right, your conscience will. And that's working, God working through you. Yeah. Now, this preacher trying to get this wrestling thing where you can understand it. Because surely if you don't understand how you can wrestle with something, then you better start all over again. You can wrestle with making the right decisions. Am I right about it? Yeah. Wrong decisions sometimes can get you in trouble. I made them a lot of time. Amen, somebody. Go a little deeper, brother, preacher. My brothers and my sister, this brother is afraid of all the cheating and conniving he's done. He's a trickster. Laban is too. And so now both of them are trying to trick one another. And he thinks everything that he had, all his children, all his cattle and all that stuff he's acquired there, is going to be taken away from him. That's what he thinks. Let me make it a little plain. My brothers and my sisters, times of fear should be times of prayer. Amen. I wonder sometimes why we don't like to pray. That's the only way that God is going to bless you. It's through prayer. Am I right about it? Amen. If you're wrestling with a situation or with a problematic issue that you can't solve, take it to the Lord in prayer. I know I'm right about it. He'll come when he wants to come. And whatever causes fear should drive us to our knees and to our God. Amen. Jacob prayed all night long. You ever prayed all night long? Have you ever prayed any time? How about that? How about that? I'm being frank. A lot of us got these PhDs and OSIs and all that stuff. More than a thermometer. Got more degrees than a thermometer. Ain't never bent your back down to pray. I hate to be that decisive in this sermon, but somebody got to tell us sometime. Because you're wrestling with something. If you wasn't wrestling with something, ain't proof is in the pudding, eating of the pudding? They always told me that. And so, what causes fear should drive us on our knees and to our God? Jacob prayed all night. Now, if I can use my imagination, his belief in prayer is shallow because of his selfishness, a gift for his brother, trying to make up for his mess ups. Now, he wants to bring all of these gifts to his brother. So if I can give him stuff, he might not hurt me. He thought of everything he could give him, all kind of cattle, he said, and all kind of this and that to give him when he comes because he's on his way. My brothers and my sisters, can I bring clarity to this flight this morning? Jacob had met with his uncle Laban after leaving Haran, because God told him to leave. He didn't wrestle with that. He also told Laban, don't bother him, don't mess with him. Just leave him alone. He told Laban that. And there is no justification on either for tricking one another. Amen? Amen. My brothers and my sisters, God can put a bridle in the mouth of a wicked man, restraining him of all malice and deeds. He's the only one can shut you up. Oh, he can cause something in your throat where you can't even talk. You can't sing, you can't say nothing. And you have to go to a doctor, let him look down your throat, see what's wrong. I'm telling you the truth. He can shut you up if he wants to shut you up. Amen, somebody. Anybody praying with me this morning? At the moment of this problematic issue has not changed either one of them. They're still the same ones. They're still wrestling with who's going to get over on the other. Ain't nobody changed. God does not like idol worshipers. Amen? Amen. Look deep in the text and you will find after Rachel is the one that took these household gods. They were idol worshipers, and God does not like idol worshipers. You say, I ain't no idol worshiper. Oh, yes, you are when you idol worship that Cadillac and that stinking Lincoln. That big, look, I ain't got nothing against a big house. It's nice, but don't worship it. I'm trying to preach something while you're wrestling with something. If you're trying to, you should turn this loose. We in the house of God, y'all. In the gateway to heaven. Yes, sir. And this is his time. We're getting ready to have communion. Right. What the Lord said, do this, what? In remembrance of me. We got to do that. We got to lay aside all the weights that hinder us. Can I get a witness this morning? And so, they ain't changed. Maybe Uncle Laban wants his idol back for one reason. As we look deeper in the text, Rachel had took charge of these things because that's all she knew. She didn't know anything about our God. So she took these gods, thinking maybe they will protect me. That's the idea that she had, church. She put them inside a camel's saddlebags and sat on them. The Bible says, amen. Laban wants them back. God wants them gone. Can I get a witness? Amen. Uncle Laban is a foolish man. Somebody may steal our goods, but not our God. Amen. Nobody can take my God away from me, church. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. God came into my life and he gave me what I needed. I don't have all the faith that I need, church, but he gave me enough to survive. Therefore, I don't have to wrestle with the fact that I need to serve him until I die. Can I get a witness? No matter what nobody says, there's a probe and a search. Church, I'm about done. But he comes up empty. Amen? Amen. Jacob is angry. What did I do wrong? That's what he told Uncle Laban. He's what he said. I served you 20 years for two wives. Amen? Amen. You changed my wages 10 times. Amen? Amen. If my God, I'm preaching now, had not been with me, you would have kicked me out empty. I can say the same thing. If my God had not been with me, this world had killed me a long time ago. But God and all his mercy, I can't get excited, y'all. And something won't allow me to do that. But I can't help it sometimes. But in his mercy and his grace had kept me from all kind of dangers. I tell my wife every time she go out, be careful. Watch this world. It's no friend of grace. Watch out. If I had not experienced it, I would not have known it. We got some mean, devilish people in this world today. Am I right about it? If the Lord had not been with me, you would kick me out a long time ago, empty. But God saw my hardship and toil of my hand. And last night, he got a hold of you. Amen? Amen. I got to close, y'all. Come on, and come to the wrestling match between Jacob and God. Amen? Amen. Uncle Laban tried to claim Jacob's wives, his children, his flocks. Amen? He said, everything here is mine, knowing this is something he can't have. Anybody? Amen, anybody? Amen. Yes. Laban got to get his hat now. He got to go. But before he does, conscience wise make covenant between them in a place called Mizpah. First time I recognize this, Reverend Thompson told us about this in Bible study. Place called Mizpah. May the Lord watch between me and you. In other words, may the Lord watch me when I steal from you to keep you from stealing from me while we're absent one from another. Anything like that happening around here in Tibernickel? Amen, somebody. Now, this is a wrestling match here. between these two men and God. I got to close before I do. Can you see yourself in this root of covetousness? Every evil and evil deed that they are possessing that will suffice for all happy of they who seek them in the first place, amen? When your heart is not right and your plans of unjustified things we do to one another take place, we should have respect to the command and promise of God. Can I get a witness? Amen. James says in his epistle 4:11-12, do not slander one another. Who speaks against his brother or judge him speaks against the law. And you are not keeping it, amen? But sitting in judgment on it, amen, there's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. Can I get a witness? Amen. But you who are you to judge your neighbor, amen, somebody? Laban could not be justifiable, not condemned Jacob. He does not want to talk anymore of this matter. He does not want to take blame or shame and agrees to a covenant with a heap of stones. And that's what both of them did. They piled up a heap of stones and as a memorial for whatever went on there. I don't know about you all, but I would have been ashamed of myself after all that they had gone through with trying to trick one another. They didn't have to do all that. And so it ruined the whole concept to keep the memory and the sacrifice for the peace offering. My brothers and my sisters, peace with God put true comfort into our peace with our friends. Amen. Breaking bread together upon feast of the sacrifice. Amen. God is a judge between the two. And he will judge righteously. Amen. Whoever does wrong, am I right about this? Will have to suffer from it. Well, preacher, you said a whole lot. What has this to do with the church? Well, if there is any conflict in the house of God, in the house of faith, and any Christian spiritual conflict take place with the power of evil, and you get dusty with any kind of church problem, take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. I can't hit nothing walls. I don't hear nothing walls. I don't hear nothing ceiling. I don't hear nothing. Somebody pray for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad they pray for me. The preacher prayed for me. Had me on the mind. Took the time to pray for me. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. The deacon prayed for me. Had me on. Took the time to pray for me. Oh, I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad. I'm so glad he prayed for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. The hymnologist said in his song, a mighty fortress is our God. Did we in our own strength confide? our striving would be loving were not the right man on our side. The man of God's own choosing. Don't ask that maybe this will come to pass. Christ Jesus, it is he. The Lord of Sabaoth is his name. From age to age, the same, and he must win the battle. The battle is not ours, church, it's the Lord. Can I get a witness? Three kind of rages, and I'm through. Number one, the Bible says bitterness. Number one, fifth chapter, talks about in the first verse, be immortal of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. Live the life of love, just as Christ loved us, amen? Amen? And gave himself as a fragrant offering. And we sacrifice to God. Anger is the second one. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:26, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. 27 says, and do not give the devil a foothold. If you give him a foothold, he'll take a knee hold. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Job 40:11-12, unleash the fury of your wrath. Look at every proud man and bring him low. Look at every proud man and humble him. Crush the wicked where they stand. There's no doubt in my mind that God has the power to humble and bring down the proud men. And he has the wisdom to know when and how to do it. We can't teach God anything or recommend his grace, much less save us from his justice. Church, who are you wrestling with this morning? Bible says in Ephesians 10, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. To do that, put on the full armor of God. You can stand against the devil's schemes. What is our struggle as we wrestle? Preacher, not against flesh and blood, against rulers and authorities, but powers of the dark world, against spiritual forces. Amen? You think you are strong? Well, you're not. When you come up against the devil in this world, therefore we must put on the full armor of God. Amen? So when the day comes, stand your ground. And amen, after you have done everything to stand, stand firm with the belt of truth around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace, amen? The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit of God, amen? Christ Jesus is the one, y'all. And I'm telling you to hold on to until he blesses you. My closing thoughts are, Jacob was a foolish man. He had it all. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The place where the wrestling match took place was a place called Peniel, the face of God. He said he's seen the appearance of God, amen? The S-U-N rose on Jacob and the capital S-O-N rose, the sunrise with that soul, amen? Which had communion with God. I wish I had a praying church this morning. This capital S-O-N had another wrestling match in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen? In the Mount of Olives. Amen? Just before his crucifixion, he had a wrestling match with his bitter cup that was meant for you and me. Amen? He took it away from us. Ain't God all right? He had a wrestling match with his anguish. He knew what was ahead of him. Amen? Acute pain of his body. Amen? If I can use my imagination, he had a wrestling match with his physical will to do his Father's will. Amen? Anybody praying with me? Last but not least, he had a wrestling match with Satan at the cross. He bruised his head and Satan bruised his heel. Amen, somebody. But he won that wrestling match with a full Nelson. Amen? He pinned death to the ground one Sunday morning. After 3 days and 3 nights, he got up from the tomb with all power in his hand. And when he got up, I'm holding on until he blessed me. I'm holding on to change come. I'm holding on till he comes again. I'm holding on till he comes. I'm holding on till my way seems brighter. I'm holding on till he says, well done, that good and faithful servant. The Lord is blessing me right now. Lord is blessing me right now. Church, say amen. I stopped by to tell you this morning, are you wrestling with something this morning? Do you think you want to give God your life, the rest of your life, after you live the first part of it? After he blessed you anyhow? You weren't in the will of his almighty promises, but he blessed you anyhow. Now's the time that you can come and give your life to God. Oh, he's a mighty good God. I wrestle with him all the time, but he wins the match. I have to give over to what he says. I've been running this race for quite a while, and I ain't tired yet. But one thing about it, if you can't come, what about coming and saying something to him up here? So you can do it in the back of the church, but it's different when you come up here. This is the altar of sacrifice. Can you come and tell the Lord, thank you, Lord? Can you come and tell him that this morning? Well, we wait on you. We wait on you.